This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelketh. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader has blocked an attempt to bring Americans $2,000 COVID relief checks for a vote. It's a demand President Donald Trump made before signing a more than $2 trillion government funding and relief package Sunday. The Democrat-led House of Representatives voted in favor of the measure Monday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate would begin a process of addressing the issue, but the fate is uncertain. Meanwhile, President Trump is urging the Republican Majority Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure. More than 100 Republicans joined with Democrats Monday to approve the override, which would be the first veto that has been overridden during Trump's presidency. The Senate is expected to consider the measure later this week. President Trump slammed Republican lawmakers on Twitter, charging that, quote, weak and tired Republican leadership will allow the bad defense bill to pass. The $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act affirms a 3% pay raise for U.S. troops and improvements for military housing and more. U.S. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband received their first doses of the coronavirus vaccine on Tuesday. The Vice President-elect, who is Black and Indian American, received the first of her two required shots at a facility that primarily serves African Americans. It was a televised reminder to minorities who have been disproportionately hard hit by the coronavirus to get vaccinated in the coming months. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Don't forget, you can always download the VOA News app. This is VOA News.